Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question.
Have you ever met someone who grew up without electricity or running water? Yes, you heard me right, without electricity or running water. Tell me, do you know what growing up in poverty is like? Have you ever wondered if a serious illness would affect your faith? Would you like to know what it is like to grow up and never know your own father? Can you imagine questioning God's healing powers? Now, have you ever heard about a book called Are You There, God? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to find peace within yourself? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. She is an author, and she will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk 4 Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million listeners. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and then relax and enjoy our show. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest was born and raised in Clarendon, Jamaica, West Indies. She received her associate's degree in business administration from Bronx Community College, a bachelor's degree in business administration from Baruch College, and a master's degree in business administration from Fairleigh Dickinson University. She has a deep passion for reading ever since she was a child. It is her desire to inspire readers with her stories by uplifting their faith in God. I'm pleased to welcome to the show today, Teresa Campbell. Hi, Teresa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Ms. Jones. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And please, please, call me January.
January. Okay. All right. No problem.
Well, you know, we like to start off our shows by talking about where their success story began, how they started out, where they were born, and who their early mentors were. Could you share with us where you started out?
Sure. I was born in Clarendon in Jamaica, West Indies. I was raised by my grandparents. My mom was a teenage mom, but she was around. But for the most part, I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandmother was my idol, so to speak. She was almost, it's after growing up for a while, I realized that she was actually my grandmother, and my mother was my mother because we were that close. As I said, my mom was a teenage mom, but she was around, and she did the best she could. So uh-huh. I grew up in the country on a small farm. My grandfather was a farmer, so we planted almost everything, yam, bananas, plantains, oranges, strawberries, grapefruits, corn, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And in our community, it's very small. I would say poor, so to speak. I as you had mentioned when you were introducing the audience to me, I grew up without any electricity until I was maybe about 11 or 12 years old.
Really?
We had no running water. We had a standpipe where we had to get water from, so we have these water drums that we keep.